take the posture which is most comfortable for you, and preferably the cross-legged position. And keep your back straight. And keep your back straight means just keep it straight and not leaning forward or backward. So your back should be comfortably straight. Do not make it rigid or tense. And be relaxed. And breathe normally. So do not make the breath longer or shorter or deeper. Let them go as naturally as possible. Now focus your attention on the breath. Keep your mind at the entrance of the nostrils and be mindful of the in-breath and out-breath. When you breathe in, be mindful of the in-breath from the beginning to the end or for the whole duration. The breath lasts about 4 or 5 seconds. During these 4 or 5 seconds, try to be really mindful of the breath. And pay close attention so that you are fully aware of the breath. You may make a mental note as in when you breathe in, and making mental notes is just to help you keep your mind on the breath or on the object. If making mental notes interferes with your practice, you don't have to make mental notes, but just try to be really mindful of the objects. And when you breathe out, be mindful of the out-breath for the whole duration or from the beginning to the end. Again, pay close attention so that you are fully aware of the out-breath. And you may make mental notes as out when you breathe out. And try to see the nature of breath rather than the shape or form of the breath. Breath is air, and so it has the characteristic of extending or supporting, and it has the function of moving. So try to see one of these natures rather than the shape or form of the breath. But in the beginning, you may be seeing in your mind sometimes the air and sometimes the shape or forms. But with practice, as your concentration improves, the shape or form will gradually fade away, and only the real truth, the ultimate truth, that is the air element, will remain. And do not let your mind go into the body or outside the body with the breath. Your mind is like a gatekeeper standing at the gate and making notes of people going in and coming out. And you try to be mindful of the breath as much as you can. If it is difficult for you to keep your mind at the entrance of the nostrils and to be mindful of the breath, you may try keeping on your abdomen and be mindful of the rising and falling movements as you breathe in and breathe out. In that case, you keep your mind on the abdomen, and when it rises, as you breathe in, be mindful of the rising movement from the beginning to the end. Pay close attention so that you are fully aware of the movement. And when the abdomen falls, as you breathe out, be mindful of the falling movement from the beginning to the end. You may make mental notes as rising, when the abdomen is rising, and falling, it is falling. But if making mental notes interferes with your practice, you don't have to make them, just try to be mindful of the rising and falling movement of the abdomen. You may feel a tension in the abdomen or pressure. So if you feel any one of these things, you may concentrate on them. And here also, the emphasis is to be mindful of the movement rather than the shape or form of the abdomen. When you are mindful of the breath or of the movements of the abdomen, you are actually being mindful of the air element. You may try both methods and stick to the one which is easier for you. If your mind can be on the breath or the movements of the abdomen, it would be very good. But mind has a tendency to go out quite often. And so if in the course of keeping your mind on the breath or the movements of the abdomen, just be mindful of it's going out. Do not feel guilty. Do not blame yourself. But just be mindful of it's going out. Or make mental notes as going out, going out, going out. Or wandering, wandering, wandering. And then when it disappears, you go back to the breath or the movements of the abdomen. I will call the breath for the movements of the abdomen, home objects, because they are like home. You always go back to them after paying attention to any object that becomes prominent at the present moment. If you see something in your thoughts, be mindful of seeing, or make mental notes as seeing, 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 until that object disappears, and then go back to the home object. If you hear something in your thoughts, be mindful of hearing, and if you hear actual noise, keep your mind in the ear and be mindful of hearing. or make mental notes as hearing, 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 until that noise disappears, and then go back to the home object. If you remember something of the past, be mindful of remembering. And if you think of the future, be mindful of thinking of future. Or if you make plans for the future, be mindful of making plans. When you practice Vipassana meditation, you try to be in the present moment. You try to be live in the present moment. You try to be mindful of the object which is prominent at the present moment. So the object at the present moment is the most important for you, and you try not to miss to be mindful of the present object. But if you happen to miss, you forget to notice, and later you remember, then be mindful of that missing or forgetting. Make mental notes as missing, missing, or forgetting, forgetting, before going back to the home object. If you speculate on something, be mindful of speculating. If you analyze, be mindful of analyzing. And if you make judgments, be mindful of making judgments. When you practice Vipassana meditation, you take the object as it is without any additions of your own. It is a simple awareness or mindfulness of the object, simple but intense awareness of the object. And if you happen to be speculating, then be mindful of speculating or make mental notes as speculating, speculating. If you happen to be analyzing, be mindful of analyzing, and if you make judgments, then be mindful of making judgments. So you pay just bare attention to the object without any additions of your own. And whatever you do, you do with mindfulness. And whatever mental state arises in your mind, be mindful of that mental state. If there are thoughts of attachment or craving or desire, be mindful of them. Do not feel guilty, but just be mindful of them or make mental notes of them as attachment, attachment, or craving, craving, or desire, desire. And when they disappear, go back to the home object. If you are upset or angry for any reason, be mindful of being upset or angry. Or make mental notes as upset, upset, or angry, angry. Or you can take the anger itself as the object of your attention. In that case, concentrate on that mental state, which is anger here, and be mindful of it, or make mental notes as angry, anger, 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 until it disappears. And when it disappears, go back to the home object. If you are discouraged because you cannot concentrate, then make that discouragement the object of your attention. concentrate on it and be mindful of it, or make mental notes as discouragement. And when it disappears, you go back to the home object. And whatever you do, however small the activity may be, you do with mindfulness. If, for example, you want to swallow the saliva, first be mindful of the intention to swallow. Or make mental notes as intention. And when you gather the saliva in your mouth, be mindful of gathering, and when you swallow it down, be mindful of swallowing, and then go back to the home object. If you want to make any movement, first be mindful of the intention to move, and then make the movement slowly, one at a time, with mindfulness. If you have an itching sensation somewhere in the body, concentrate on the place of that itching and be mindful of it, or make mental notes as itching, until it disappears. And when it disappears, you go back to the home object. If it doesn't disappear, but becomes more intense, be patient with it and make mental notes of it as long as you can. But if you think you cannot bear it any longer and have to scratch, first be mindful of the intention to scratch. And then move your hand slowly to the place with mindfulness, or making mental notes as stretching. If your finger touches a place, be mindful of touching. And when you scratch, be mindful of scratching. And when you take the hand back to the place, be mindful of taking or moving. And when your hand touches the other hand, or your lap, or your knee, be mindful of touching, and then go back to the home object. If you have pain in the body, you treat it the same way, concentrate on it, and be mindful of it. Or make mental notes as pain. And when it goes away, you go back to the home object. If it doesn't go away but becomes more intense, again, be patient with it. Try to be with it and make mental notes of it as long as you can. But if you think you cannot take it any longer, then you may make changes in posture. But before making changes, be mindful of the intention to change. Or make mental notes as intention. And then make the changes slowly, one at a time, with mindfulness. If, for example, you want to stretch out your hand, first be mindful of the intention to stretch out. And then stretch the hand out slowly, with mindfulness of making mental notes as stretching. After you have made the changes, go back to the home object. There may be stiffness, or numbness, or heat, or cold, in the body. And when you have any one of these sensations, you treat it the same way. Concentrate on it and be mindful of it or make mental notes of it. And it is important that you do not identify these sensations with yourself. Look at them as just sensations apart from you. So you are like a spectator watching something happening at a distance. You know what's happening there, but you are not involved in it. And if you have pleasant sensations, also be mindful of these sensations. So whatever the sensation, if it becomes prominent, you have to be mindful of that sensation. So in brief, try to be mindful of the object you have chosen as the home object of your meditation. Try to be with it as long as you can. And also pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, sensations in the body, and noise as and when they become prominent at the present moment. And let your mindfulness be precise, going concurrently with the objects. Sometimes, when experience is changed in noting in, out, a yogi may be seeing in his mind in when it is out, and out when it is in. So try to be precise, and you should be seeing in only when it is in, and so on. So pay close attention and don't let your mind wander. And take only one object at a time. Mind cannot take two or more objects at a time. And if you try to take more than one object at a time, you will become agitated. And you cannot concentrate. So take the one which is most prominent and be mindful of it and let it go. If you cannot decide which is most prominent, just take one and be mindful of it. What is important in this meditation is to be mindful of the object at the present moment. The object at the present moment may be the home object or other objects. But so long as you are mindful of the object at the present moment, you are doing the right thing. You are practicing meditation. So mindfulness of the other objects is as much meditation as the mindfulness of the home object. Objects may be different at different moments, but there should always be mindfulness. Mindfulness of this object, mindfulness of that object, and so on. And do not have expectations. Expectations are good because they motivate us to practice. But when we are right in the practice, they become obstacles to the practice, obstacles to concentration. because expectations are actually a mild form of greed, which is unwholesome. So do not expect to get results, do not expect to get enlightenment, do not even expect to get concentration. Just leave them alone and be mindful of the object at the present moment. But they may come up in spite of yourself. And if they come up, do not be irritated by them. Do not fight with them, but just watch them, or be mindful of them, or make mental notes of them, and let them go by themselves. And there will be many distractions during the practice. And regard these distractions as friends and not as enemies or intrusions. Although they are unwelcome, they are still friends, and so do not be irritated by them. Just accept them, be mindful of them, and let them go by themselves. And do not be tight in your mind. Do not have worries or anxieties about not getting results or not getting concentration and so on. Keep your mind free from these worries and anxieties, and just watch the object at the present moment, or be mindful of the object at the present moment. So you should be relaxed, both in body and in mind. When practicing sitting meditation, you may keep your eyes closed, or you may keep your eyes open. If by keeping your eyes closed, you can avoid distractions, then keep them closed. But if keeping the eyes closed makes a mind more distracted, then you may open your eyes a little and look about one or two feet in front of you on the ground or on the floor. For most people, keeping eyes closed is good, because they can avoid distraction in this way. And you may keep your hands anywhere you like. There is no rigid rule for the position of the hands in Vipassana meditation. You may keep your hands on your lap or on your knees, or anywhere else. What is important in this meditation is to be mindful of the object at the present moment. If you are mindful of the object at the present moment, you have done what is to be done. You are doing the right thing. And when at a retreat like this, you keep mindfulness with you always. Whatever you do, mindfulness should be with you. And you cannot sit for the whole day, because your body needs some kind of movement or exercise. So in order for your body to get some kind of movement, you do the walking. In order to practice walking meditation, first you will change from the sitting posture to the standing posture. Before getting up from the seat, first be mindful of the intention to get up. Or say to yourself, intention, intention. And then get up slowly, keeping your mind on the whole of your body and concentrating on the upward movement of the body. And when you have stood up, be mindful of standing. And then you practice walking meditation. When you practice walking meditation, choose a path and walk on it back and forth. When you walk, you make steps. And when you make a step, first you lift your foot and then you move it forward and you put it down. And then you sway your body a little to shift weight. So while practicing walking meditation, try to be mindful of these movements. Your mind should be on the foot, moving along with the foot. So you don't have to be mindful of the breath or the movements of the abdomen when you practice walking meditation. So keep your mind on the foot, and when you lift the foot, be mindful of lifting. And when you move it forward, be mindful of moving, and when you put it down, be mindful of putting. Now pay close attention so that you are fully aware of these movements. And after putting down one foot, you sway your body or you shift weight. And so when you shift weight, be mindful of shifting, keeping your mind on the whole of your body. And then you make the other step, being mindful of lifting, moving, putting, and shifting. In this way you walk until you reach the end of the walking space and you stop there, so be mindful of stopping. And then you have the intention to turn, and so be mindful of the intention, or make mental notes as intention, 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 and make the turn slowly with mindfulness, or making mental notes as turning, 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 and so on. Now when you walk, keep your eyes a little open and look about 3 or 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Do not look up, or do not look this way or that way. But if you happen to be looking up, you have to be mindful of that looking or seeing. And do not keep your eyes closed. If you keep your eyes closed, you may fall. So keep your eyes a little open and keep the eyes down and pay close attention to the movements when you make the steps. If you are a complete beginner and not have the experience of walking and practicing walking meditation in this way, you may begin with mindfulness of just stepping. In that case, you may be walking a little faster and then making mental notes as stepping, 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 stepping. And when you become comfortable with noting of the stepping, you may add one more thing, like stepping, putting, stepping, putting, and so on. And then when you get used to and become comfortable with noting two stages, then you put in one more thing, that is putting down. So in this way, you can go with the practice little by little. So pay close attention to the movements. If you really pay close attention to the movements, you will slow down automatically. So you don't have to force yourself to slow down, but just pay close attention to the movements, and you will slow down automatically. And if you pay close attention, you will notice many more things than I can include in the instructions. And whether you are practicing sitting meditation or walking meditation, you are just watching. You are not making up anything. Just watching or being mindful of the object at the present moment. So you do not look for the objects. You do not make the objects. You just pay attention to what is there. And also when practicing walking meditation and going out of the hall or coming back into the hall, you have to be mindful of the other activities as opening the door, closing the door, taking off shoes or putting on shoes and so on. So these activities also you do with mindfulness. Since you have to keep mindfulness always, you are to be mindful when eating also. It is very likely that you will lose mindfulness while eating, so pay close attention to the small activities involved in eating. You look at the food and you get hold of the plates, or spoons or forks. You take the food onto the plates and you take the food and the spoon, you bring it to the mouth, you open your mouth and the food touches your mouth, you put the food into the mouth and you chew the food and you swallow it down and you know the taste. So there are many activities involved in just one act of taking food with a spoon. Be very patient and try to be mindful of these activities as many as you can. In the beginning, you may miss to be mindful of many activities, but do not feel guilty, but try to be mindful of as many activities as you can. And with practice, you'll be able to be mindful of more and more activities. So, eating with mindfulness is to keep mindfulness with you while eating, not to be distracted to other objects. And when you drink something also, you drink with mindfulness. And if you have to do the dishes, then when you do the dishes, you'll be mindful. So, as Maharshi Sierra said, the time a yogi rests is the time when he is asleep. So, during the waking hours, you are expected to be practicing mindfulness. And so mindfulness or practice of meditation is not not when you are in the hall only. So wherever you are during the retreat, you have to be practicing mindfulness. So the activities in the bathroom also you do with mindfulness, and you go to bed with mindfulness, you wake up with mindfulness, and the practice begins with the waking moment in the morning. So when you go to sleep, go to bed, you go to bed with mindfulness, making notes of the activities involved, like lowering yourself down and lying down, your body, parts of your body touching the bed, your head touching the pillow, and you putting the blanket on yourself. And if you have done all these, then go back to rising and falling or in and out. And let sleep come to you while you are practicing mindfulness. If you want, if you are tired, then you will go to sleep. So don't worry that you will not go to sleep if you make mental notes while going to bed. So when you are tired and your body really needs sleep, then you will go to sleep. But you go to sleep with mindfulness. And then next morning, when you wake up, be mindful, try to be mindful of that first moment of waking up. And then be mindful of the activities, like getting up from the bed, going to the bathroom, and so on. So during a retreat, you keep mindfulness always with you, so that you gain, the mindfulness gain momentum. You develop mindfulness that way so that you get concentration, and once you get concentration, you begin to see the objects clearly, you begin to see the nature of these objects, and you will see also the objects arriving and disappearing and so on. So, always there should be mindfulness, and in order to avoid being unmindful, you do not do anything that will distract you or disturb you, and also that will distract other yogis. And you keep noble silence. So noble silence means not talking when it is not necessary. So talking only when it is absolutely necessary, and at other times you just keep silent. That is for your own sake as well as for other yogis. So if you practice in this way, paying close attention to whatever activity you are doing at the present moment, whatever is arising in your mind and so on, you will get concentration faster and be able to see the true nature of things. So now it's time for walking. First, be mindful of the intention to walk. Be mindful of the intention to get up, and get up slowly, and practice walking meditation.